Thank you so much. Just give me one moment. Okay. All right. So, Charles, when you are considering getting away as a group, are your members more interested in doing affordable short-range trips, say 3 to 5 nights within a few hours drive, or are you more likely to go on longer trips, say more than 10 days?
Shorter trips.
Shorter trips. That's perfect. Okay. So we can suggest, trips that might appeal to your members. So looking at this year, Charles, do you have any trips planned at all?
We haven't got a plan at the moment. No, there'd be a travel officer appointed, and his job is to organize the tours.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And when will that happen?
It should happen at the AGM.
Mm-hmm. Just give me 1 second. Let me just note it down. Okay. So approximately how many members do you have who look like to travel or get away occasionally?
Probably about 40 would travel.
Okay. That's a fair amount of size, I would say. Okay. All right. So, and when you're considering, just give me 1 second. Okay, so Charles, what places have your members already indicated interest in visiting this year?
We haven't done a survey yet. I mean, it's up to the new committee. We'll organise that. The new committee, once it's formed, they'll decide on any sort of trips that the club might want to take. Uh-huh. So nothing's planned at the moment.
Okay. Let me see here. So now, Charles, some of the ideas that we have for you that might interest you in the future include short-range self-guided trips via bus or train with great value accommodation for 3 to 7 nights, day tours, or at least 1 or 2 group dinners. Now, this type of trip can be done for 40 to 60% less than trade travel tours, saving you a lot of money. So this is a more independent style of trip. So having said that, Charles, in your opinion, do you feel that some of your members might be open to doing smaller trips like this in future if they were very affordable?
I think they would, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And now, as I said, that we want to suggest new and interesting places if possible, places you haven't been recently. So where have your members been on groups tours in the last few years, Charles?
Mostly they've been local tours around Bathurst. No, nothing major.
Okay, local tours. All right. So what places have your members already indicated in visiting in future? As you said that they haven't decided it yet, right?
No, nothing's been decided.
Okay. So, Charles, our research with Probus in regard to trip planning indicates the importance of really knowing what your members want. So how do you currently find out about what members are interested in doing?
We just ask or we look at if anything that's offered and ask them whether they'd be interested in going, how many would be interested in going, and then it's planned if we get sufficient numbers.
Okay, so basically discussing at a meeting or something, right?
Yeah,
okay. All right, now working out of the travel styles, Charles, that might suit your members can be challenging because everyone's different, I understand that. So some like fully structured tours and others like more flexibility and independence. So have you ever done a professional email survey of members to find out more what type of trips they're interested in?
We haven't.
Okay.
Someone's trying to ring us.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Can we cut this short, please?
Oh, yeah, sure. No problem. So,
supposed to be a short interview. It's getting quite long now, and someone was trying to contact us.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. I'll be really quick for you. So, do you have anyone in charge of travel arrangements as of now?
Not as yet. I said we haven't planned anything as yet.
Okay. Okay, and in your opinion, Charles, what do you feel you or your travel organizers need help with the most? Like learning about what members want, comparing different trips options, communication with members, need help with everything, or how do you go about it?
I didn't understand the question. Look, can we just cut the short? I want to see what the other call is about.
All right. Okay, Charles, I'll be really quick. This is my last question. Okay.
Yep.
We would
Okay.
like to, yeah, we would like the opportunity to prove our value to you because we know we can save your members up to 40% of all types of domestic and international travel, making it a lot more affordable. So I know that Probus has been dealing with trade or travel for years. Are you open to shopping around and taking to other companies such as us?
Look, I just send the material to the secretary, and then he can put it to the committee, and the committee can decide. I mean,
Okay.
it's not up to me to decide, what we want to do, It's up to the members to decide.
Okay. All right, Charles, I'll take a note of it. And may I have the email address so that I can send you over the information?
Yeah, the email address is C. Foglianni.
Okay, it's
At
Figli.
Ecfoglianni at incq.com.
.com. All right. Perfect. Well, thank you so much for all the information, Charles, and I'll send you the information on your email, and I'll update your club's contact details as well. Thank you so much again, and we'll talk to you soon then. Okay?
Okay, thank you then.
All
Yeah,
right.
bye.
Thank you. Bye.